6IW.
VWA, mobile.
VWA, this is AC6IW. I'm also mobile. Whereabouts are you?
Afternoon, sir. Steve on this end, and I am headed up Highway 357 towards Gowansville, the big metropolis.
I actually don't know where that is. We're on 85 south, headed towards Clemson in that area, Lake Hartwell. My name's Jeff.
How's it going, buddy? I'm on a, I just had a phone call come in. I'll be right back with you. Came for VWA. Standing by. VWA mobile. I'm back. Sorry about that. Is Jeff, you still there?
Can't for, oh, I missed your call, WMBA, or I forget what it was. It's AC6IW.
Roger, Roger, did I catch you say that you're traveling north on 85?
Going south, we've got a camper, and we're going to Lake Hartwell, and we haven't taken it out very much, so we're taking a really long trip in about 2 weeks, and we're going to go to Minneapolis and all through that area for about a 10 to 14 day trip. So we figured we need to take it out and practice driving it.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah, my wife and I just bought a camper. We had it out once this season, and we're going back out this coming Sunday with ours. But we just got a little bitty one. It's a pull behind. 27-foot pull behind, and, you know, it's just right for the two of us. We're retired.
Exactly that car. So ours is a pull behind, and it's just there's like a Murphy bed in it that folds down, and there's a little tiny shower and bathroom and a little sink and a little place to sit at a table, and that's it.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, what are you pulling it with?
As a Mercedes, what is it, a GLE 400?
Yeah,
GLE 400.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. So that's pulling it pretty good?
It's pulling pretty good. The thing that she learned before, she actually won the camper on, she had an ML350, which is pretty much the same size, but Mercedes, if you don't have it set up from the factory for the towing package, it's basically impossible to get it done later, because with all the stupid computer stuff that's hooked together and all that, we tried and tried, and so she eventually just, like, traded this car and got another one.
Okay. Well, mine, empty weight is 4,500 pounds. And I did have a Dodge 2500 diesel, but, man, the fuel on diesel fuel is just insane. And the taxes on that thing were just, I was paying $1,400 a year just for taxes on that thing. So, anyhow, I let it go, and I found a Chevy, a 1500 series Chevy that has a locking rear end. And it's rated to tow 11,000 pounds. So, I don't worry about it pulling it.
Oh, I didn't know a truck like that could do that. That's cool.
Well, so which campground are you going down to down there? Saddler's Creek, Springfield, or which one?
This one is called the Shores of Asbury. I was going to tell you, I think this car is rated to pull 5,700 pounds, so it'll do okay because the camper, I think, is a little over 3,000 pounds.
There you go. That ought to do the job. Yep. Well, listen, you guys have fun down there. And, before you go, let me tell you what I found. I like to fish. And you cannot pull a boat behind a camper, behind a car, or a truck. So I found, it's called a Sea Eagle, an inflatable pontoon boat that you can put a trolling motor on. And it is great. 12 feet long.
Wow, that's really cool. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, go and Google Sea Eagle Inflatable, and it's the one that you sit up on top of, and it's two pontoons, and it's green. It's really slick. I mean, I can stand on the thing, and it's just as stable as it can be. So, anyhow, I deflate it, throw it up in the back of the truck, and it just fits in the bed of the truck like it was nothing. Well, listen, you guys have a good time. Be safe out there, and just drive careful. Talk to you later. 73, KN4VWA. I'm about to ride back at my hacienda. You have fun. Bye. I'm clear.
Yeah, I hope you have a good rest today, too. And I'll talk 73s, AC6IW.
B4CBA Mobile.
KN4VWA. What's happening, Dave? You caught me right as I'm pulling in the into the hacienda.
Well, my goodness. Hey, well, I can't say that I expected to hear you on there, but and you sound like you're at your destination.
Pulled into the house. Been out getting a bunch of stuff done. And take care of the kids in their house and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a never-ending honeydew kind of thing. You going out to play tennis?
Being negative, Ghost Rider, I am headed to pick up some pizza. Did you get your crank up?
I pulled into the driveway and stopped right there beside my building with my trailer with that aluminum crank up on the back.
Aren't you the cat's meow?
Well, listen, I just wanted to say, hey, and I got to get this thing unhooked from my truck and get a couple of things done, bud. You jump into some of that pizza, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73s, KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Well, at least it's a beautiful day, and it's not pouring down rain or anything. Have a good one, Steve. We'll talk to you later. KF4NWA, KB4CBA Mobile.